power. Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 17th, 2023, starting a brand new week here. It's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much as we can before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room right now taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. A lot of anniversaries on this date here. Today's the anniversary of the shootdown of Malaysian Airlines 17. Where, you know, both sides, Ukraine and Russia, were blaming each other. I think they were actually trying to shoot down Putin's presidential aircraft, which was painted in a similar, color scheme and happened to be in the area at the, same time. And they wanted to take him out. It was a bit of a goof. It's the assassination of Tsar Nicholas II and his family. It's also the anniversary of the accidental shootdown of TWA 800 during these exercises south of Long Island here. And the government, of course, tried to cover it all up and said it was just a spark in the center fuel tank. And all the hundreds and hundreds of people who saw a missile rise up from the ocean and kill the plane, well, they were just all drunks. You know, it's Long Island. They're always drunk out there. And it's also the anniversary of Dr. David Kelly. Okay, there has been another train derailment. This is over in Pennsylvania, and they were evacuating homes. They've declared a level 2 hazmat response. Between 15 and 20 of the cars were carrying hazardous materials, including dry cleaning fluid, and so they're trying to clean that up right now. And our Secretary of Transportation hasn't really shown up yet that I'm aware of here. All righty. Now, this Wednesday, unless something happens to call it all off, there are two government whistleblowers are going to be testifying before the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. And they're going to be talking about evidence of an alleged Biden family influence peddling scheme and government efforts to stop investigations and prosecutions of Biden family members. So that's going to be definitely worth tuning into. One of the whistleblowers is Special Agent Gary Shapley, and a witness who is still only identified as Whistleblower X. And both will reportedly reveal how Biden family members were protected by the government from investigations and prosecutions and even tipped off to avoid charges. Now, there are other whistleblowers who have come forward from the Department of Justice saying that Hunter Biden's laptop held a considerable amount of very extreme child porn. And that, too, is being suppressed. That data is being kept in a special area called a highly restricted system to which most investigators do not have access. So, yeah, they're really protecting them. Now, in a sign of just how desperate Biden is, or the government as a whole is, to try and keep a lid on all of this, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki and House Representative Jamie Raskin, who were two of the key perpetrators of the Russiagate hoax, have another conspiracy theory to peddle to the American people. And basically what they're trying to claim is that everybody investigating the Biden family are working for foreign agents. Oh, it's another Russiagate. This is all a plot by, you know, Vladimir Putin and other foreign agents to get Joe Biden because he's done such a wonderful job being president here. And getting on back to the laptop, CNN deceptively edited what RNC head Rona McDaniel said about the Hunter Biden laptop and the 2020 election. Now, CNN has been losing viewership. It's called fake news. Well, a while back it was called the Clinton News Network and so forth and so on. And for a short time, it looked like CNN might become more balanced and centrist under CEO Chris Licht. And he fired the people who were acting as little more than Democratic operatives. But ultimately, he has been fired, and CNN seems to have gone back to its old wicked ways here. Now, this is a little scary. Political strategist Roger Stone told a crowd at the Turning Point USA conference. It was a big, big event here. And he is predicting that when Biden is forced out of office by the Democrats, the donors are bailing on him and everything, that the Democrats are going to put forward Michelle Obama. Okay, because when Biden leaves office, Kamala Harris will briefly be the president, and they think the only way of replacing one woman of color is with another woman of color, question marks around, well, the whole situation there. And they're desperate to keep the White House. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is considering a run for the White House. And frankly, you know, I don't like her anti-gun stance. It's a big issue for me. But at least in terms of qualifications, I think Tulsi Gabbard would be a much, much better president than Michelle Obama, who really doesn't have any experience in the job. But then it's also controlled by the deep state. It's not like you really need to know what you're doing sitting in that Oval Office here. All right, getting on back to Cocaine Gate, Kirby is saying investigators did the best they could to track down the White House cocaine suspect. You know, they sent that little bag out for analysis. They couldn't find a fingerprint that was usable, and the DNA testing was inconclusive. And Senator Cotton is reminding everybody that the Secret Service did not interview anybody, including Hunter Biden, about the cocaine found in the White House. Now, Don Bongino, who's a former Secret Service agent himself, says that he has been getting messages from current Secret Service agents, which obviously he doesn't want to identify, but he says the Secret Service does know whose cocaine it was, and like we're seeing in the influence peddling and all the rest of it, the government is protecting Joe Biden and trying to protect the reputation of the U.S. government, which at this point is pretty well shot. Let's be honest about it. And Tucker Carlson, laid into Joe Biden's administration, mocking the White House over the recent discovery of cocaine near the Situation Room and the failure, quote unquote, to find the culprit. And of course, it came on out that this was the third time illegal drugs had been found inside the White House. All right. Now, podcast host Megyn Kelly said over the weekend she believes that one Republican candidate stood head and shoulders above the rest of the field last week during that forum Tucker Carlson hosted in Iowa, the one that, as far as we can tell, has ended Mike Pence's political life here. And Megyn says that she thinks Ron DeSantis did the best job of all, so we'll see what's happening here. Now, Trump himself spoke at that Turning Point Action Conference, basically it was a huge, huge crowd, and, everybody was applauding. They were standing on chairs, pulling out their cell phones, and, it's obvious that Trump was the favorite at the Turning Point, and the absence of Ron DeSantis was definitely notable. Now, they held a little straw poll there, and it came on out that 98% of the people at that Turning Point conference are opposed to any more involvement in the situation in Ukraine. Now, obviously, these are all hardcore Republicans, and, you know, they have a bias coming on in. But 98% of those Republicans don't want any more involvement in Ukraine. And yet we have the majority of our Republican congressmen. They're all in favor of it. You know, yes, we're going to go throwing more money at Ukraine. And, you know, the president is supposed to have a blind trust to store his wealth while he's in office, so his own personal fortunes do not influence his decisions. I think it's time to require exactly the same thing of all representatives and senators. They don't know where their money's invested, and so they can't take advantage of that situation. Now, Trump also brought up an interesting point. Whatever happened to the Biden documents case? I mean, you know, Biden had classified documents he was not supposed to have, because until he took the oath of office to be president, any classified documents that he removed constituted espionage. So they're out there saying, you know, Trump took, you know, the documents here. And, well, as president, he has the authority to declassify anything. And there are reports that if Trump should, by some miracle, win the White House next year, that he's going to declassify every remaining JFK file. Several other important cases with cover-ups like Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy's assassination, and so forth. Now, DeSantis is apparently regrouping, and he's not really raising as much money as he would like to. He has started letting go staffers, about a dozen of them, with more terminations expected in the coming weeks. And, in fact, there is speculation that if DeSantis can't reach a threshold level of donations, he will not be invited to the first Republican debate. So, not a good situation here. Now, a massive six-figure donation, almost $700,000, was reportedly made to a joint fundraising committee authorized by the Biden campaign by a tech tycoon, co-founder of LinkedIn, who had visited Jeffrey Epstein's private island back in 2014. So according to Federal Election Commission records, LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman gave $699,600 to the Biden Victory Fund, the campaign's joint fundraising vehicle, back on April 26th. The payment occurred exactly 1 week before the Wall Street Journal outlet revealed that Hoffman paid at least one visit to Epstein's private island down in Little St. James. You know, whoever got all those videotapes, you know, and digital images and recordings and whatever, they are calling the shots. And that's why we should see that full client list, because once they're outed, then the blackmail doesn't work anymore and we can start to regain control of this country as we're supposed to have under the Constitution here. Now, last week, Georgia State Representative Misha Maynor made headlines when she announced she was leaving the Democratic Party and joining the Republican Party. And apparently, ever since, she's receiving this huge amount of hate mail, most of it overtly racist and profane. So she stepped on a few toes there. All right, let's talk about COVID and so forth and so on here. There is a new peer-reviewed study out, and it was written by Mark Skidmore, and it's been published in a journal. And basically, their conclusion is the COVID vaccines killed 278,000 Americans by the end of 2021. And, of course, since then, it looks like the numbers have gone up even higher. In fact, I saw one report saying it's approaching 600,000 right now. Now, the next booga booga may already be making its entrance. Iraq has recorded 377 cases of Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever this year. And it's a disease that's carried by ticks. It can also be transmitted from infected animals to human beings and from human to human transmission. This is serious stuff. Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever has a lethality rate of 40%. Okay? And, you know, it's going to result in hospital and health facility outbreaks. It's very difficult to treat and very difficult to prevent. Obviously, you want to keep away from the ticks here. And Britain is concerned that it's only a matter of time before this Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever reaches the United Kingdom. So Britain is already on a lockdown alert, okay, in anticipation. So More lockdowns are coming because of this Congo-Crimean hemorrhagic fever. Hemorrhagic means you start bleeding from everywhere, kind of like Ebola. Now, interestingly enough, Joe Biden has nominated a new head for the National Institutes of Health, and it turns out that this individual received millions of dollars in research-related funds from big pharmaceutical companies while opposing Trump-era drug, you know, price controls. And so it's out there. Now, if you're wondering why your eyes are stinging, and we had yesterday a major air quality alert, it turns out the California wildfires are still burning, and 70 million U.S. residents are under air quality alerts. I don't know why they can't get that out. Apparently, there's a huge bunch of fires breaking out in British Columbia now. Oh, and it's all caused by global warming. Yeah, well, that got disproved by the satellite imagery here. Turning to the international news, the Crimean Bridge, the one that Putin built to link Crimea directly to Russia, came under attack by two underwater drones, which reports say were supplied by Great Britain and used by Kiev. There's considerable damage to one section of the roadway. Apparently, a married couple was killed, and their daughter was seriously, seriously injured. Now, this happened early today, and Crimean Governor Sergei Aksionov said traffic on the key link had been stopped. And at first, he said it was just an unspecified emergency, and later on, I said, yes, it was actually an attack on the bridge, and they're calling it a Ukrainian terrorist attack. Okay. Now, you know, all those weapons that the U.S. government, and for that matter, NATO, sent to Ukraine at cost to you, the taxpayers. Apparently, we were talking about, you know, it's all getting burned up. And apparently during the first 2 weeks of the Ukrainian counteroffensive, 20% of Kiev's NATO-supplied weapons were destroyed by the Russian armed forces during the first 2 weeks of the operation. And there was a high casualty rate. In fact, Ukraine is so short of manpower right now, they're literally Shanghaiing people off the streets. And the videos have come on out, just showing these vans, you know, coming up and just grabbing young men off the street, throwing them in the back and taking off. So it's getting really, really ugly there. Okay, so far, Russian forces have destroyed one-third of Ukraine's Bradleys, okay? And that was something that we were sending to Ukraine as well. Ukraine is losing, okay? At this point, it's unavoidable. Now, over in Russia, there's a little bit of restructuring going on. Two generals have been fired amidst the rebellion fallout and internal criticism. So one thing about war, the political officers tend to get set aside, and officers who actually know what they're doing tend to get the promotions. And it's a shame it takes a war for meritocracy to reassert itself, but that seems to be what's going on here. Now, Joe Biden has taken a lot of well-deserved criticism for sending cluster bombs to Ukraine, and they have apparently some of them have already been delivered. And Zelensky is promising we will not let them anywhere near where civilians are. Well, the problem is once the war is over and the war zone goes back into civilian hands, those bomblets are going to be there. And it turns out the U.S. used cluster munitions in Afghanistan during their 20-year occupation, and there are currently 195,000 Afghanis who are known to have been maimed by these little bomblets. They're still killing and crippling Afghan citizens. These are terrible, terrible weapons. All right. Up in Germany, they had a poll, and more than half of Germans do not support the idea of Ukraine joining NATO. This was a YouGov poll commissioned by Germany's DPA news agency. 54% of the respondents opposed the prospect. Only 27% said they would agree to offer Kiev the prospect of membership in the U.S.-led military bloc. So not looking too good for Ukraine to enter NATO anytime soon. Now, everyone keeps talking about you know, 2 years ago, Russia invaded Ukraine. And there is a disturbing silence, not only here in the U.S., but also in Kiev itself, about the events of the 2014 Maidan massacre. And it's now come on out that was a U.S.-backed coup d'etat to overthrow the democratically elected government of Yanukovych and install a puppet ruler, Poroshenko, and then eventually Zelensky. And I don't know who they're going to replace Zelensky with, but I'll bet he's going to be a really good song and dance man. So Janet Yellen is out there trying to sell the Ukraine war by saying that funding Ukraine's war effort is the best boost for global economy. No, it isn't, because you're building something that doesn't go on sale to bring money in. It gets blown up. It's like spending money on fireworks. You don't get a return. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. ourselves.
And welcome back to our show here. And according to an official at the Pentagon, the U.S. is weighing a military response to Russia's presence in the skies over Syria. Now, the Syrian government wants the U.S. to simply leave the country. Washington insists it will fly its drones with impunity. Russian planes are coming in and basically making life difficult for those drones. And, you know, this could be another flashpoint to start a direct conflict between the United States and Russia, which, you know, the government, every time the government gets the country screwed up this bad, they get into a big war to try and distract from it or to have somebody to blame for it. They've done it twice before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Here we are on the verge again of a big mistake. And whereas World War II ended with the use of nuclear weapons, World War III could easily start with the use of nuclear weapons. And again, because of all these, you know, situations at the Wuhan lab and all the biological weapons labs in Ukraine that were being funded by the United States, maybe that's where that missing trillions of dollars went to. I think biological weapons are going to be a major, major part of World War III. Anyway, the U.S. is deploying F-16 squadrons to the Persian Gulf to protect ships from Iranian seizures. Now, this is going to cause a real diplomatic problem because the last time the U.S. interfered with an Iranian seizing operation, it turned out the ship in question was in legal trouble, and the Iranian courts had ordered the seizure of the ship and towing it to an Iranian port. And so we could find ourselves on the wrong side of international law by interfering. Meanwhile, down in Iraq, supporters of Shia Iraqi resistance functions, including Kitab Hezbollah, Harakat Hezbollah, Al-Nujaba, and Ashab al-Kaf, say that three times fast, demonstrated near the U.S. Embassy in the Green Zone to protest U.S. interference in Iraq's internal affairs, warning their response will be severe if the interference does not stop. And one of the protesters said, we will establish a comprehensive military movement to expel U.S. forces. And, you know, they may understand that we're running out of weapons. We don't have ammunition to fight another prolonged war on another front here because of Joe Biden's mistake. Meanwhile, the armed faction issues an ultimatum to Sudani's government to end the U.S. presence in Iraq. I'm sure that Sudani already thinks that way, but, you know, it's going to be difficult. But again, they may be saying, Biden says they're running out of bullets. Maybe, just maybe, you know, we could import some from some friendly country like Russia. Anyway, now a little bit of good news coming out of Israel. Israel and the Palestinian Authority agreed to suspend the deadly raids in Jenin. And these raids have been going on since the beginning of the year. The agreement will allow the Palestinian Authority to impose its authority in the area, which has become a bastion of fighting against Israeli occupation and saw 12 Palestinians killed in an offensive on the city just this week alone. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu went to the hospital and apparently was rather sudden. He was released yesterday. The official story is that he was simply dehydrated, and that's why they took him to the hospital as opposed to giving him a bottle of water here. But the doctors implanted a heart monitoring device in Netanyahu, which suggests to me that something, you know, worse may have been going on. And let's face it, Joe Biden isn't the only world leader whose true medical condition is being hidden from the public. So, and remember Ronald Reagan, his deteriorating mental health in the last few years in office? That was hidden from the American people. Okay, China has launched additional expeditions to the Arctic and Antarctic as it seeks to expand its foothold in the polar regions. Last week, China's Natural Resources Authority said that the country is preparing for its 40th Antarctic expedition. At the same time, the authority flagged off its 13th Arctic Ocean mission, and it is thought that there is a tremendous amount of oil underneath the Arctic abyssal plain. And that's why everybody's talking about, no, we've got to divide up the Arctic, and we get this chunk, and you get the worthless land here. So now that the whole world knows that we are low on ammunition, there is now a frantic effort to rearm, okay? And that's going to, of course, cost money, you know, and we're really sorry. We know we promised you a brand new school in the hospital, but, you know, governing is choosing, governing is prioritizing, and we need more bullets, okay? Getting into the economic news here, story coming out, what's actually was a YouTube video. Nations around the world are uniting to denounce the dollar, and it's going to crush the global dollar trade. And more countries are signing agreements to conduct payments in their own indigenous currencies and not go through the dollar anymore because of the abusive way the dollar is handled by the U.S. government. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together, and still upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international, well, no, we're talking about the economy, actually. And the U.S. debt soared $210 billion in just 2 weeks, and lawmakers are saying this is unsustainable. We can't do this. Well, it's been unsustainable ever since the founding of the Federal Reserve. And, you know, it's just staggering amounts of money here. And, you know, I have a couple of suggestions for reducing government spending. Stop paying to support illegal immigrants who should not be here at all. Number two, stop sending money to Ukraine. They cannot win the war. Three, stop sending money to other nations. They don't tax their citizens to send money to the United States. Those are my suggestions right there. And if you've got other suggestions, feel free to send them in. Okay, now over at the Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin was trying to push this story that people are moving out of Florida because, you know, Ron DeSantis, and he's anti-gay and all the rest of this stuff. And it's just absolutely not true. In fact, people are leaving Democratic cities, and they're going to places that are a little bit more conservative and friendly, and Florida's one of them. So it's another lie from the gray lady, as it were. And it's amazing just how much lying we're seeing. And we now realize that's what's going on. Russia has now terminated the Black Sea grain deal. This was the UN-brokered grain deal. And Russia just let it lapse. It wasn't extended again. And Russia's confirmed the deal's been terminated. This is going to send wheat prices spiking. Now, most of that wheat that was being shipped out of Ukraine went to Europe, so they're going to feel the most pain from this. But there's probably going to be a little bit of a, you know, roll over the Atlantic, and we're going to see wheat and wheat-based products prices go up. More Bidenomics, more inflation here. Okay, now, spot prices of Russia's crude oil this week surpassed the $60 per barrel threshold of the Group of Seven's oil price cap scheme as Moscow and Riyadh tighten the supplies. They're going to drive up the price of fuel. And there was some concern, you know, that our strategic petroleum reserve is at dangerously low levels. In fact, it really amounts to about a 20-day supply of energy to run this country. And at some point, it's got to be refilled. But if the price of oil and gas is high, then that, too, becomes a very expensive proposition. And it may take years to build the Strategic Petroleum Reserve back up to its former levels. You know, Biden was releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try and keep gasoline prices down, to keep the voters placated. But I got to tell you, this is the most mismanaged country it could possibly be. And let's see. Okay. Over in London, Sadiq Khan is drawing up plans to charge all motorists a pay-per-mile scheme on London's roads, and drivers would be charged more for having older vehicles. And so, basically, Sadiq Khan has a war on motorists, and, you know, basically, that's also a goal of the World Economic Forum, that private cars for ordinary citizens will be a thing of the past here. And there'll be increases for use during peak times and various other things. Now, out in Hollywood, there is a writer's strike going on, and the SAG and AFTRA are striking in sympathy, and they're saying if it goes on for too long, it could actually crash Hollywood, which, you know. But anyway, a media mogul is saying that Hollywood's top executives and top actors should take a 25% pay cut in order to increase salaries to the people who actually make the movies and get the strike over and done with and get back to producing woke liberal entertainment for people to ignore here. You know, I mean, it's really bad. Disney is so broke, they had to fire three of the dwarfs. So the new remake is coming out as Snow White and the Four Dwarfs. So that's how bad it is out there, he said with a smile. Zuckerberg's Twitter killer app, Threads, is failing. People are going in there. They're seeing it's all fluffy and nothing of any serious content. I'm sure there's a lot of cat videos. The usage is already falling off, and it may not survive much longer. Getting into immigration and the borders here, and this gets back to that suggestion about cutting spending. You know, let's not support the illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to be here in the first place. Now, there's a gentleman named Danny, or at least that's what he's calling himself. He's a Venezuelan migrant who recently arrived in New York. And he's basically been given accommodations and benefits at taxpayer expense. He has a nice hotel room, a New York City identification card, free health care and prescription benefits, and recently found a job at a cleaning company, even though he's legally not supposed to be allowed to work in the country. So, yeah, it's just completely out of control. Now, down in Texas, as you're aware, they're trying to protect their border, and Governor Abbott has requested help from Biden numerous times and doesn't get a reply. So Abbott started fortifying Texas border. He has that authority as governor of the state. And the most recent situation are these buoys covered with spikes that are on a chain that he's putting down the middle of the Rio Grande River. And, you know, Biden is really outraged. And so you've got actually some of the Biden's Border Patrol agents are trying to basically sabotage all of that. And it's amazing. They're going out of their way to erase Texas's border protections. Meanwhile, Mexico is threatening to sue Texas over that floating barrier plan on the Rio Grande, claiming it violates 1944 and 1970 treaties on the boundaries and the water. Foreign Relations Secretary Alicia Bárcena said Mexico will send an inspection team to the Rio Grande to see whether any of the barrier extends into Mexico's side of the border river. She also complained about U.S. efforts to put up barbed wire on a low-lying island in the river near Eagle Pass, Texas. And Bárcena said that if the buoys impede the flow of water, it would violate the treaties which require the river remain unobstructed. Mexico has already asked that the floating barriers be removed. I mean, it's completely out of control. You know, we're being invaded. Why are our military, you know, is being sent all over the world except our southern border? Okay, let's see. The corporate media is out there saying that Biden has stemmed illegal immigration. You can tell we're coming up on an election. You know, Biden's economy is soaring, and Biden is doing something about illegal immigration. And no, he's basically making it legal to swamp the historic American nation. And we're finding out from places like California, that, you know, illegal immigrants are now registered to vote. That is also against the law. And it's, yeah, our government has become lawless. They're out there pursuing an agenda, and they're not really concerned with the rules. They're certainly not concerned with the ordinary American people. Mike Pence basically admitted it to Tucker Carlson. I'll bet he's wishing he had not made that comment, because it does look like he's being knocked out of the race here. All righty. In other news, we've been hearing all this week about all this hot weather and, oh, it's record-setting weather. No, it isn't. It's actually been a lot hotter in other times. And it is summer. You expect warm weather in summer. And there was an interesting article that appeared in Exposé News, and it basically is talking about a new batch of 5,000 emails among scientists central to the claim that humans are causing a global warming crisis were anonymously leaked to the public yesterday, igniting a new firestorm of controversy nearly 2 years to the day after similar emails from the Hadley Climate Research Unit ignited the original Climategate scandal. And three themes emerged from the newly released emails. Prominent scientists central to the global warming debate are taking measures to conceal rather than disseminate underlying data and discussions. That was something that happened at the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. You know, they came out with this paper saying, you know, humans, we've studied the data, the Earth is getting warmer. And following on the principle of scientific reproducibility, other scientists said, we'd like to see your raw data and your methodology. And the Hadley Climate Research Unit said, well, we were running out of disk room, so we kind of had to throw the raw data away. Just take our word for it. Humans are warming the planet. And there was also the institution that came up with that famous hide the decline comment here. So these scientists view global warming as a political cause rather than a balanced scientific inquiry. And many of these scientists, frankly, admit to each other that much of the science is weak and dependent on deliberate manipulation of facts and data. How much more do you have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say, you are lying and I am just not going to listen to you any longer? Okay. Now, over at the Supreme Court, they may soon face an emergency appeal regarding Tennessee's child sex change ban. Now, there was a federal appeals court judge that basically blocked that, so they can still slice up these little, kitties here. And that raises the question, if your gender is not dependent on your genitalia, why are they out there changing your genitalia if it doesn't really matter? It's kind of a weird thing. So anyway, this looks like it is headed to the Supreme Court, which is currently conservative. They'll probably say, yeah, you can have a ban on transgender surgeries on, you know, kids too young to really understand the implications. And the liberals will have a meltdown and start screaming, pack the court, pack the court. Anyway, Darren Sheridan was just 19 years old when he was kidnapped, tortured, and left to die by a man named Alan Baker, who now identifies as Sarah Jane Baker, a radical trans activist. So more evidence that we're dealing with some people who are very confused and on the border of being mentally ill. Okay, over in New York City, and this is just dumb, okay? All right. People who cannot pass a teaching exam on merit, okay, are going to be paid compensation. In other words, you're too dumb to be a teacher in New York. They're going to get like up to $2 million each. Okay? And it's just more giveaways and more buying of votes. Now, over at UC Davis, their medical school is getting around the Supreme Court's ban on affirmative action by ranking applicants by disadvantages they have faced growing up. And for the head of admissions at a medical school, Dr. Mark Henderson is pretty blunt, okay, when sizing up the profession. He says mostly rich kids get to go to medical school. And so Henderson has tried to develop an unorthodox tool to evaluate applicants, the Socioeconomic Disadvantage Scale, or SED. The scale rates every applicant from 0 to 99, taking into account their life circumstances, such as family income and parental education. Admissions decisions are based on that score, along with the usual portfolio of grades, test scores, recommendations, essays, and interviews. But it's really ridiculous here. And by the way, not all doctors come from rich parents. My personal doctor paid for her medical education by joining the Air Force, and they took care of her education. All righty. Codex Alimentarius, we've talked about it over the years, and it's basically a big book of things you're allowed to eat and things you're not allowed to eat. And unfortunately, most of those artificial chemicals that are used in processed foods are, you know, not really talked about much in there. But apparently, there are new regulations that could end natural health products in Canada. They don't want you eating healthy. You know, after all, wanting healthy food, that's a mental illness, according to the American Psychiatric Association. It's called orthorexia nervosa. Okay, so here, have a Big Mac and you'll be better. So anyway, Bill C-47, the Budget Implementation Act, amends the Foods and Drugs Act to extend measures regarding therapeutic products to natural health products such as vitamins, herbal remedies and homeopathic and traditional medicine, something the act previously explicitly excluded. So they're taking more and more control. Okay. Now, we're seeing a big problem with beekeepers. Apparently, beekeepers lost an estimated 48% of their honeybee colonies last year. This is a serious situation because those bees are what pollinate the plants, especially those that we eat. And this started a little while ago. And, of course, everybody's pointing fingers and everybody's saying, oh, it's this deadly mite. We can't do anything about that. Oh, it's cell tower radiation. But the cell towers have been operating for several years before the bees started to decline. The bee decline began when GMO crops started being planted. And so there is a case to be made that these altered genes in the nectar of the plants are having an adverse effect on the bees. Nobody's studying this, of course. We don't want to upset the big corporations. Okay, I love this one, and I hate to say I told you so. Over in the Daily Mail, they're basically running this story about how, because of discoveries by the James Webb Telescope, the Big Bang happened 26.7 billion years ago rather than, you know, the 13.7 billion years, which had been the number, you know, in recent use here. And so they're still pushing it back. They're finding the universe just goes on forever. Oh, well, the Big Bang must have happened way, way back. And I have an article, which I linked to this story. The Big Bang is just religion disguised as science. Because everybody thinks, you know, if there's a Big Bang, then there's a God who sits up nights to admire us and all will be well. And physicists will tell you, matter and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. That's something that Einstein gave us. And so it's entirely possible that the universe did not have a beginning in the conventional sense and will not have an end. It'll go on changing constantly, but that will be it. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream, Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the
And welcome back to our show and getting on back to Climate Gate. We've been hearing, over the last several days, the hottest day on Earth for 125,000 years. It's like the Holocene never actually existed. And it's really an impossible claim to make because the field of paleoclimatology uses all sorts of different methods to estimate temperature trends over Earth's history. A lot of work with ice cores and sediment cores, tree rings and coral reefs. And these methods do have limitations. They certainly cannot derive individual daily temperatures, okay, especially when you're going back 125,000 years. And so, it's just more propaganda pushing this global warming thing that they're trying to make us all believe so that they can tax and control us a little bit more. All righty, now remember that little sort of false alarm we had about auroras about a week ago, I think it was. Well, there's been another major coronal mass ejection. It will get here into Earth. Actually, tomorrow is when it's due to arrive. So if you have clear skies and you live in the northern latitudes, you might want to take a look at it. And there are several websites that actually monitor auroral activity. I'll put one of them up at the website after the show today. All righty. Over in China, they're developing the world's first commercial small modular reactor, and it's passed final acceptance of construction, and this is a breakthrough in the innovation of modular small reactors. Now, the core modular reactor is going to be delivered to the Changxiang Nuclear Power Plant in South China's Hainan Province from the Dalian Nuclear Power Petrochemical, affiliated with the first heavy industry group in the city of Dalian. The Linglong 1 reactor, also known as the ACP-100, is multipurpose small modular pressurized water reactor. It's an actual fission reactor that was developed by the China National Nuclear Corporation, and it's intended for commercial civilian usage. Now, Japan actually sells a radioisotope thermoelectric generator for commercial civilian use. It's understandably very expensive, and it's something that would use, like, to power stations down at the South Pole or in extremely remote areas where you don't have the availability of the power grid. But this is really a direction they're starting to move in here. Okay, there was an interesting article. This came out of Cheryl Atkinson talking about, you know, voters are divided about the JFK assassination documents, and some are sure, some aren't really sure. But I want to recommend to you Oliver Stone's follow-up film. He did JFK that got everybody stirred up about the assassination. And then he did a documentary, JFK Revisited, Through the Looking Glass. It's on streaming services. I recommend, if you have not seen it, you need to see it, because anybody who watches it will come away convinced there was a conspiracy and there was a cover-up. Okay. All righty. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And, pardon me, let's see, apparently Barack Obama submitted a letter stating that he thinks that gay sex grooming books should remain in the children's classrooms. And so, again, what is going on? Now, one of the things that groomers do is they try and desensitize children to issues of sexuality so that they're not shocked when, you know, something is done to them. And It's tacky. It's very tacky. Oh, boy. The phone lines are loading up here. Laura in Michigan, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I think that we're going to exchange one dementia president for another one. I think something's going wrong with Trump. He said in the Bartiromo interview that Zelensky was an honorable man. I mean, who thinks that Zelensky is an honorable man? Come on.
Yeah, well,
and he also,
you know, it's campaign
that,
season, and so candidates are going to say whatever they think will garner the most support, and the military-industrial complex in this country is a very powerful player, as Eisenhower predicted it would be.
He also said Putin's got to come to the table. Putin's been trying to come to the table. Come on.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. And he says, Putin's got to come to the table. We're going to have to send more things over there. We're going to do more to him. Come on. Well, I tell you, Trump really has lost my vote. I could not vote for him. He thinks, it kind of reminds me of when he said Hillary is a nice person.
I think he said that to be, again, it's political, but I think that happened before the 2016 election.
Well, anyway, I'll open that for discussion with everybody else that calls in.
Okay, well, it's certainly something to think about here. Thank you for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hi, Bruce. How's it going on down there?
Hey, Mike. Well, it's hot, but it's Texas hot. It's always hot.
Yeah.
So, I saw a comparison one day. I think it was about a year ago, and it was a weather map, like on TV, you know, when the weatherman comes out, or weather person, whatever they call it now. And there's a map with the temperatures, and then here's for today, same thing. The temperatures are almost identical. But, you know, how they color in, they add dramatic flair.
Yeah, they went from green to red.
Yeah, from yellow to red. it's all a psyop, man. It's crazy. And you know, how come beachfront property isn't being flooded up now? I mean, I don't get that either.
Okay.
But anyhow, the reason I called, Yeah, but the reason I called that drone boat attack on the Crimean Bridge, did you see the family that was impacted by that?
You mean, yeah, I did. I mean, a lot of people got impacted by that.
Yeah, it was a family traveling from Crimea, I guess for vacation or whatever, and it was a married husband and wife with a young girl, and the couple died. The girl is still alive.
That was the last report that I heard, and there was a report, I think I mentioned this on Friday, that NATO has actually given Zelensky a deadline of the end of the year. And unless Zelensky can accomplish a significant improvement in the situation, they're basically going to say it's time to talk peace with Russia.
Right, yeah. And it's infrastructure, that bridge, but it's really not vital to the war effort. They're not...
Well, no, that's not entirely accurate, because Russia's been using that bridge and rail line to bring supplies into the Ukraine area, or at least that's the claim that Kiev is making.
You know, that's the claim, but then you would see convoys, and you would see, I mean, I don't know, maybe it is, but it's not a huge significance.
Well, it's going to be critical if Zelensky is really going to make a concerted effort to retake Crimea by force. Then cutting off that bridge is the necessary first step.
Yeah, he's good luck with that. He can't.
Well, he collapsed one side of the roadway, and the damage doesn't look too big. I imagine the repair crews are already working on it.
Yeah, you'll have better luck. I don't know, trying to just retake territory is closer to Crimea. I mean, Ukraine trying to retake Crimea is like Key West fighting the U.S. Navy, you know? I don't know if you know that there's the Conk Sea battle that happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
There. It's kind of funny. Yeah. But there was a gloating all over the Internet, but they died and all. It's almost, these people just have, you don't see that from the Russian side, gloating over dead civilians. These people are... They've just been brainwashed over 12 years of propaganda. It started happening like back in 2008 in the schools and all that. It's just, I think Putin should just take all of Ukraine that he needs and then build a new wall and call it a day. Just wall them off. It's not salvageable. But anyhow, I think that's pretty sad. And did you see Mike Pence there with Tucker Carlson, the attorney for
the
USA?
Oh, yeah. That's all over social media now. Pence just shot himself down. And he's out there trying to say,
yes.
Well, no, it was taken out of context, and, there was some deceptive editing, and he's trying to, backpedal, but... No, it's out there. The whole video is out there, and you can see what he says to Tucker Carlson's question.
Yeah, and he's raised a ton of money for being such a puny candidate. All the candidates that are going against Trump seem to have raised huge amounts of money. I wonder where that comes from. Like, we need to look far, And I think... Tucker, right? I mean, that shows what a real journalist can do, is reveal the true nature of the person being interviewed. He could have went a little further. Like, well, you're a Christian. Well, look at Russia is the Orthodox Christian nation, and traditional family values are very strong there, as opposed to the Ukraine and Kyiv, which is Kyiv could be San Francisco,
Mm-hmm.
And New York together with their debauchery and the corruption and all this. So what do you have against Russia? You could pose that question to us, since you're a big Christian. And there's something that I saw here, and this is very interesting. Did you hear about the James Clapper deposition tapes where he freely admits Pence is a compromised, closeted homosexual? You heard anything about that?
No, I missed that one, but I just put up a story at What Really Happened where, I'm sorry, I'm confusing with somebody else. I missed that.
Yeah. That's been kind of buried too. I'm going to look for that. See if I can find more information. I mean, big surprise, right? If that's actually the case.
Yeah.
He strikes me as one of those wide stance Republicans. Thanks for taking my call.
You've got it. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Craig in Maryland. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was reading your article on TWA 800.
Yeah.
And there's a technical misstatement that you made there I'd like to clarify.
Okay. What's that?
You say it's important to remember that radar does not detect the aircraft. It detects the transponder.
Unless it's a skin paint military radar.
Beg your pardon?
Unless, you know, air traffic control radars look for the transponders. They have to switch to skin paint.
Wait. I built two of these radars.
Okay.
Right. There are two parts to it. The radar detects the aircraft. It tells you where to look. What's the direction of the aircraft? Not much else. On top of the parabolic radar antenna is a flat rectangular antenna. And that detects the radio transmissions from the transponder.
Okay, so, I stand corrected then. I said I stand corrected.
Yes, thank you.
I'll change the article.
Simple, but okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And, that whole TWA 800 situation, I mean, when the plane went down, the first thing out of the news is, it was carrying a dangerous biological cargo, you know, stay off the beaches, don't go anywhere near the debris. And they had soldiers driving up and down the south shore of Long Island and telling people, get away, don't touch that, don't even look at it. And, so you could tell somebody was scared. I mean, whistleblower protection for Navy personnel was withdrawn immediately after TWA 800 went down. And then there was the strange red residue all over the remains of the cabin. And I used to know this engineer who developed solid rocket fuel motors for military missiles, and he said that red color happens when you have an improperly combusting solid fuel engine, like if it's been cracked or crushed on impact, you get that red color. And and then there was the magic wing box. Okay, now let me give you the history of that. Basically, the official story was that there was a center tank explosion caused by a spark, which had never ever before happened in a kerosene fueled aircraft, in a conventional gasoline aircraft. Yeah, it's happened, especially during wartime. And then the U.S. mandated the aircraft add all these additional sensors, which sit there kind of being unused here. But see, the problem with that is that they're saying there was an explosion out of the fuel tank that people mistook for a missile strike, and then the plane zoom climbed up in altitude, which confused a lot of other people who thought they were seeing a missile. There's only one problem with that. The center fuel tank is located inside the wing box, which is the physical structure holding the wings onto the plane. Now, if that explodes, the wings come off, and the plane heads down toward the water. So that's why I call it the magic wing box. And looking at the debris field running from west to east, the very first pieces found, meaning the first pieces that left the aircraft, did come from that wing box. And so spark in the tank, or that's where the missile hit. Now, the Navy was doing a test of a system called Aegis CEC. This was an improvement on the Aegis system called Cooperative Engagement I forget what the third C was for. But the idea was all of the ships and planes and even the submarines on a laser link were networked together. So you could have one ship that may be out of ammunition, sees a target and sends a message into the CEC, and another platform with another weapon engages. I mean, that's the way it is supposed to work. And obviously, if it does work, it's going to be, you know, really effective situation. But the story that seems to have emerged is that, you know, they were testing the system here. And people along the shores of Long Island and even over on New Jersey have reported seeing live fire missile tests for weeks ahead of the downing of TWA 800. There was an active NOTAM with, like, you know, this very high ceiling saying, stay out of this area. And what seems to have happened is this missile was launched, and the Aegis system was painting a target drone. And just as the missile locked onto or started to lock onto the target drone, TWA 800, which was flying at a lower altitude than it should have been because of another plane going overhead into Rhode Island, got painted as well. And it seems like the rocket probably you know, picked the stronger return signal, because the 747 is much larger than a target drone, and turned and went out of the test area and hit the plane before anybody could hit the destruct button. So, terrible tragedy. And but the government decided to cover it up because it was just too soon after that other tragedy where the USS Vincennes shot down that Iranian Airbus due to a computer glitch in the Aegis system here. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to talk about that Crimean bridge over there a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that bridge, it's really not essential for Ukraine as far as militarily wise. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Russia doesn't send a lot of troops across that. They've got another bridge, Russia can use. Charlie?
Yes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I did qualify it later saying that if Crimea is going to move into, if Ukraine is going to move into Crimea militarily, that bridge would be essential for the supply of the forces to defend Crimea. And the fact that it got attacked and partially destroyed may signal that Zelensky is basically going to bet it all on re-seizing Crimea in order to impress NATO and the United States and demand more money.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. But anyway, here's why that bridge really, in my opinion, has to do with back when it was attacked the first time about a couple of years ago. This is like the third time now. And I think the first time it was attacked, it was George Soros came out and said that destroying that bridge was essential to crippling Crimea because it delivers water, fresh water. Crimea is a kind of a subtropical area. It's low level, and their water that they get from their wells and stuff is pretty poor. And so what they've been doing is there's a canal that Zelensky shut down in 2014 that was delivering fresh water to Crimea for their crops and everything like that.
Yeah, I remember now, when he did that.
Yeah, in 2014. So he's been pushing Russia for a while. Okay.
Yes.
But anyway, so that was when right after they decided they were going to go with, become a Republic of Russia. Okay.
Yep.
So, right after that, so then the only transport after that was for fresh water was across that bridge. And that's why Soros said all this. And I've looked at other people, and they've said that, you know, by cutting the water off from there, they're going to basically can bring, you know, really hurt the Crimean population by depriving them of a lot of fresh water. Now, they still got fresh water, don't get me wrong, but it's pretty poor. It's very bad. And I personally consider it a kind of a crime against the people, a war crime, you know, against more than a crime for military purposes. Because Russia, like I said, hasn't been using that. They've got plenty of ways to transport troops. There's other bridges, and this just happens to be one of the major ones. But there's another bridge that's another land, another bridge that they can use And that Russia transports most of their people. They can, they've got plenty of ways to transport people over there, aircraft, so forth and so on.
Yeah, but aircraft cost more to operate than trucks and trains.
Well, this is true, but trains run across that other bridge, and so that's what I'm saying. There's
okay.
another bridge. All right, but anyway, I just personally think it's more of a crime against humanity than it is anything else, really, to be honest with you. I think
okay.
they're doing the bidding of whatever George Soros wants them to do, you know? And George
yeah,
Soros
well,
pays
now
a
it's
lot
his
of people
son,
in Congress.
His
know,
son that's calling shots. George is kind of fading into the background here. Anyway, listen, Charlie, thank you for the call. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Welcome back to our show. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. In response to what Charlie was talking about, the bridge
Crimea?
Yeah.
Didn't the Russians first tell Ukraine that they were going to cancel their deal, the wartime deal they made, where they could Ukraine could sell their grain to the rest of the world?
Well, the deal basically expired. It had an expiration date, and Russia said, we are not renewing.
So immediately that the bridge got hit, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know that Zelensky was thinking about the grain deal, because that affected Russia and Europe primarily.
And the Mideast and maybe even China, I don't know.
Well, about like 85% of the grain went to Europe, and the rest went to some other places. But it's primarily a Russia-Europe deal.
Yeah, well, I really called to thank you for telling us about the dam about to break in Montpelier, Vermont.
And they had a section of dam fail along the Mississippi River earlier today. And had to get everybody out of their houses and up to high ground.
Yeah, I had somebody up there, and I couldn't get in touch with them. I tried to get in touch with them a few days to talk about their victory garden. But anyway, I just called everybody I knew, and we started praying real hard. And then the next thing I know, the only thing the Weather Channel would talk about was they had up there in Vermont, they had 6 foot of water in the library basement. I said, well, I guess all the flooding is over, so I wouldn't have known.
Well, isn't it amazing how much the infrastructure in what is supposedly the richest country on Earth, how much of the infrastructure is just falling apart? Like I said, we had another train derailment this morning, and the dam in Vermont is basically, they got so much rain that the dam is basically really full. I'm sure the floodgates are open and they're trying to dump water as fast as they can. But this failure of the dam along the Mississippi our country's being allowed to rot on the vine while all of our money gets spent on illegal immigrants and wars in Iraq and Syria and in Ukraine.
I'm surprised that at different libraries, I saw one here and one in Florida, and they were on the water. And the things in the basement were some of the most important things, documents and all that stuff, that can't really be replaced. And so I don't know why they would put them on the water like that and on a coast when they don't have to. Are right here by a river. I don't know why they would have to do that, but they do it. So I just want to thank you for telling us. I didn't know it. Looking at the Weather Channel.
Yeah. No, Mother Nature is pretty much still in control of everything.
We had a victory here that I was real, real happy about. And last year, November 22nd election, we took out the most powerful person in the whole county here and put in a different one, and he'd been campaigning for a year on fraud and defrauding the elections. And all these here rhinos just started dropping off like dead flies. I'm telling you, and you look at all the Republicans who voted for him, or who was the word? They stand up for him. It was almost everybody I ever knew, and I said, "Oh, thank you, Lord! I didn't even know about it." So God is good. I know that he won, but I didn't know all that was going on. I don't watch local TV to hear him complain. So I was so happy to find out. That guy actually worked for Smartmatic for 7 years. He helped them, the sales force. Then he got sued in the Philippines for fraud. I think he helped put in Duarte. They call him Dirty down there. and he was sued for that. And I mean, I think he needs to be tried for treason. He was trained in Venezuela. Yeah, he was, but he lived here. See, we thought he was so wonderful because he lived here. Yeah, but how long he lived here? I mean, you know, come on.
Okay, well, listen, Pat, thank you for the call. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another caller. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tehi Boti Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good day to you. And before I go to the Shyster Sharpton, the Shyster Sharpton, I want to get something off my chest, Mike. You know, Friday, there's a woman that calls your show. She condescends me and other callers. I just want her to know that, you know, everybody who calls your show, Mike, giving pertinent information. So, you know, everybody has a right to their to have their call, and nobody's wasting your airtime when you're giving them the time to speak their mind about issues. So she needs to back down. I don't know what her hang up is, but she needs to get off that high horse that she's on, you know, throwing people out like that. So I'm not going to mention no names right now, but I just want to get that off my chest. Now, Mike, I got that off my chest. Thank you. And all the callers that call in do give you pertinent information that, you know, that's why you got a show. So I think everybody has the right to call in your show and, you know, give me what they want to say. Now, Mike, I want to go to Al Sharpton, but here's before I do that. Have you played the clip of Bob RFK Jr. with the Ashkenazi Jews and the Chinese? Have you played that video for your audience?
No, I have not.
Okay. I wish you would, because, you know, Cornel West is running for president, too, against Biden.
Yes.
And, you know, Mike, when the black media starts talking about, just like they would happen with Arsenio Hall and Louis Farrakhan, now that the chickens are going to come home to roost with there's a guy named Reverend James Manning. I don't know if you ever listened to this guy from New York. You ought to listen to him, Mike. You ought to hear this guy, James Manning, Reverend James Manning. But, Mike, you had Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running for president,
yep,
saying that he was told that the lab in China was making a bioweapon to kill off white Caucasians and Afro and black Afro.
That's black. Not exactly what he said, okay? Now, he pointed out that, you know, somebody was trying to use that to attack him. What Robert Kennedy pointed out is the fact that COVID does affect different ethnic groups differently, and that is not, you know, unique. There are many diseases that favor one ethnic group over another. Sickle cell anemia, primarily black people suffer from that. In fact, I linked to this article, Race and Illness in Wikipedia, I think that was the search term, and there are quite a few that do that. So there is no proof that this was deliberately engineered to be ethnically sensitive. It was obviously deliberately engineered. And, you know, RFK was saying, you know, it is affecting, you know, Asians, some Asians, and Jews least of all, which is borne out by the data. And I put links to the data in that article as well. I guess I better bump that article up to the top here, because he didn't actually claim it was engineered to spare Jews.
Yeah, well, Mike, I thought it was very interesting that he didn't throw out the word Sephardite Jews. In other words, he didn't say that the Sephardite Jews were protected, but Ashkenazi Jews hardly ever got COVID. But he didn't say nothing about the Sephardites. And I noticed, you know, they do a lot of battling amongst each other in Israel. I'm sure you're well aware of that. So
yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there. Now, Mike, going back to the Shyster Sharpton, you know, this Shyster Sharpton never calls out the Democratic Party. And, you know, and then you had a woman named Japal saying that Israel is a racist state. Now, if a Republican did that, they would probably try to censor her and kick her out of Congress. But since she's a Democrat, and they already lost shift, this woman's called Israel a racist country. Now, they're not going to do nothing to her, Mike. But if it was reversed, it was a Republican white male, you called Israel a bunch of racists, Nazis, or whatever, they would kick him out of Congress. You agree with that, Mike?
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
Okay. So now we got this Shyster Sharpton making a lot of money off of BLM and all this nonsense that he spewed out. Mike, have you seen the numbers in Chicago over the weekend, the shooting?
Yeah, it was another bad weekend in Chicago.
Okay, Mike, you know, they had a statistic came out. Did you see the statistic about the wounds for each person gets wounded in the city of Chicago? Under Donald Trump, it was running around $100,000 for a wound care and, you know, paying the nurses and the doctors and take care of the person who was shot. Under bumbling Biden, it's gone up to $138,000 per shooting victim. So it's gone up $38,000 in 2 years since Trump was president, all these massive shootings in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at billions and billions of dollars that this Afro-American community in one city alone is perpetrating on an American taxpayer.
Yeah.
That's not even all these other cities. So who's talking about that, Mike? Does any white male in the Congress have balls to talk about that? Or female or anybody? Does anybody? Mike?
Yeah, it does seem to be another blind spot in a nation of blind spots.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all getting a black eye because of it. Now, here, Mike, let's talk about Tom McClintock of California. Did you see him on Breitbart today, sir?
No, I did not.
Okay. He brought out statistical numbers about immigration. He said there's 2.5 million at the border trying to sneak in right now. He said there's 1.6 million at the country. Biden's totally lit. They don't even know where they're at. They're all over the United States. They don't know where they're staying. They don't know if they're near New York City. And those,
that was intentional to make it very, very hard to find them, locate them, and round them up and ship them back home.
Okay. Also, Mr. McClintock said there's 2.4 million that have been released in the United States with a promise to show up 4 years from now in front of a judge, an immigration judge. Oh, really? They're going to show up in front of a judge 4 years from now? Find out about their status?
I've heard some of them, their court appointment is like 10 years in the future.
Mike, nobody's being arrested for this. That's the problem. They arrested all those people on January 6th. And I told you months ago, Mike, if those people would have went in that people's house, the Capitol, and they would have protested because, not because of Donald Trump got ripped off in the election, how they have allowed our country to be invaded with all these millions of illegal aliens that are not supposed to be here. They're breaking the law. It's called illegal. What do these imbeciles not understand? Are they imbeciles, Mike? Jerks?
No, they're following a political agenda. And, you know, I mean, all of this stuff that's been going on is a violation of Title VIII. And nobody's being arrested. Nobody's being prosecuted. I mean, these mayors of these sanctuary cities, if Title VIII was being used, I mean, these people would be going away to prison for a very, very, very long time. But, you know, the federal government has said, we're going to ignore the law, we're going to ignore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we're just going to do whatever we want to do at the moment.
Well, you know, Mike, I got to tell you, I was just at a store here. It's called Winn-Dixie. I'll tell you the name of the store. It's called Winn-Dixie. We have a chain down here called Winn-Dixie in Florida. And I was talking to this young Cuban. He was an Afro-Cuban, and he told me, he's going to believe it, I told him I've been to Cuba. He was telling me, yeah, his family in Cuba are all trying to get out of there. There's no food to eat. The place is in destitution, Mike. They're lucky if they get a chicken a week. The bread is hard as a rock. Their staple is beans and rice, Mike. And he was just I talked about this guy about an hour and a half ago. And it's like, I said, you don't got to tell me, brother. I've been there. I know all about it. I've been there, saw it with my own eyes. And, Mike, they're trying to do the same thing here to this country. They're trying
yes,
to
they
turn
are.
Into a Marxist Bolshevik.
In fact,
state.
I have an example of that right now. We've got some half and half from our local supermarket, had an expiration date middle of August, and it was already curdled inside the carton.
Yeah. It's astronomical what's happening here. And, Mike, I don't want to be picking on one ethnic group, but I have to, Mike. When I look at the statistical numbers of these rich Jewish Ashkenazi Jews, if you want to call them, or Sephardi Jews, I don't know what you want to call them. Bobby Kennedy says you should call them Ashkenazi Jews now, I guess. So, or Sephardi Jews. If you took
well, Sephardics and Ashkenazi are two different subgroups. The Ashkenazi are the ones who came down from Khazaria.
Russia.
The Sephardic Jews are a blend of the original Hebrews and the Berbers.
Right, correct.
Thanks.
I'm just saying, Mike, if you took 10 of the richest one of them, you might only get one of them that would actually donate to the Republican Party. So nine of them, say eight of them. Well, so eight. Eight out of 10 of those rich billionaires would ever donate money to a Republican. Never happened. They'll donate hundreds of millions of dollars to the Democratic Party. It's happening right now. A couple guys, they're donating to Biden's campaign in the millions of dollars. The guy doesn't even go campaign. He stays in his basement. Mumbling Biden.
Well,
all day,
I'm hearing that the Democratic Party and the Democratic donors are not enthusiastic about running Biden next year, and they're looking for a way to basically ease him on out, possibly the 25th Amendment, possibly, you know, his medical issues. And Kamala Harris will get to be president for a very, very brief time, which will annoy Hillary Clinton, who wanted to be the first woman president of the United States. And then the race is going to be on without a real incumbent, because they're not going to run Kamala Harris either.
Well, you know, Mike, I know you. If you got another call, it's fine, but I got to say one more thing. This guy.
No, actually, you're the only caller I've got right now, but as long as you mentioned it, 512-248-8252. Please continue.
Yeah, Mike, Cornel West can become a loose cannon here, because if Cornel West starts saying, hey, you know, the black community has been targeted, for COVID-19 and all that, which he probably could use to his favor, I mean, this could really get nasty. This could really, really get nasty if Cornel West starts coming out and saying, well, you know, and then you got other black leaders are going to say, hey, man, we want an investigation, just like you did Russia with Trump, and, you know, you spent, $48 million in total. We want an investigation. Where was this Wuhan? Why was it made? Who was making it? What was the purpose of this COVID-19 release? Okay, was it the world depopulation? I mean, it's going to be really interesting when some of these minorities.
Well, I don't think COVID was very good at depopulating the planet. It was no more serious than the seasonal flu. The vaccines, on the other hand, have caused a huge amount of damage and a great number of deaths. Then you have this whole transgender craze, you know, where they're making, you know, sexual mutilation of the genitalia hip, trendy, and fashionable. That could be another aspect of population control. Now we've got this Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever that they're wagging at us as hard as they can.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna throw out another pandemic on us. But yeah, Mike, look at the woman, was it, I guess, Netherlands, Miss Netherlands, and now she's saying that, if you don't vote for a transgender woman in the pageant, and you're a racist, you're a homophobe and all that. I mean, this is gone nuts, Mike.
Yeah, it is totally nuts here. And, you know, comparing the Miss Netherlands with the number one runner up, the number one runner up definitely looked a lot better to me.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding about that, Mike.
This
was
rigged.
The whole thing is a cabal. It's a real cabal. But, you know, Mike, going back to Sharpton, that Cheshire imbecile, or whatever you want to call him, I don't even want to call the guy, you know? The poverty pimp, whatever, Mike. This guy lies through his teeth to the black community, and they swallow it up, and they, I don't get it. I don't get it, man. How can he listen, believe anything this guy said? He thought Toronto Brawley, all this crap.
Oh, I remember that case. That was ugly.
This guy is nothing but a liar. I mean, it's the shyster. That's what he is, a shyster, Mike. The guy's a total shyster, and he gets away with nonsense. It just blows my mind. Oh, by the way, Mike, so again, the mayor in Chicago, when they elected this new mayor in Chicago, they said, well, you know, murder's going to go down, and they're going to confiscate it. Mike, it's gotten worse under this guy than under Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
It's gotten worse, Mike. So, I don't know. Hey, Mike, by the way, did you see what's going on with the real estate in San Francisco? Have you talked about that?
I understand that the... no, that's Washington State where the real estate prices are... Hang on, let me recollect. I know... housing is very expensive in the big cities, and I think San Francisco's, you know, up there as well.
Yeah, Mike, but they had it on in Breitbart today that San Francisco, the housing market over there, is getting ready to take a massive crash. I mean, they're talking 60-70% devalued of those homes because people are just fleeing San Francisco.
That will definitely do it. You know, I mean, they're sick of the crime, they're sick of the high taxes, they're sick of the, political games, they're sick of, you know, the whole liberal agenda is being rejected by the American people, just like the dollar is being rejected by the rest of the world. It, you know, it was a bad idea.
That's right. That's right. And I don't, you know, this whole thing is just unraveling, Mike, in front of our own eyes. And as long as we got BDI Biden allowing all these illegals to pour in here by the day, and, you know, the healthcare crisis alone in this country is going to collapse it. I mean, the medical cost now, Mike, is astronomical, man. You go to the hospital. It's really crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad that Claire and I have Medicare plus a supplemental, or this last year would have bankrupted us.
Yeah, of course. You know, Mike, with all these illegals pouring in here and, you know, overloading the system, that don't think that couldn't collapse, too. I mean, it's just nuts. California's ready to collapse. I mean, it's horrible, Mike. It really is. I'm speechless. I look at the traffic here in South Florida now, Mike. It's like wall to wall. It takes you 3 hours to go anywhere nowadays, like Los Angeles. It's crazy. And I don't know where all these people are coming from. And, you know, having those big, you know, look English. And I think the world's gone nuts, Mike. It really has. We'll see. You know, Robert Kennedy, I do believe, Mike, I think if Biden were to drop out, I think RFK would be a tough challenge for Trump. Mike, I don't know how you feel about that, but I think he would. What do you think?
I think he would. I don't think Ron DeSantis is going to make the grade. His fundraising is very low right now. And right. He just, you know, he's announced his loyalty to Israel. And that's not the vote getter it used to be.
Well, you know what, Mike? I think DeSantis has been told by a couple of Congress people here they're going to pull down, you know, that he's going to have to wait his turn till 28. I think you're going to see DeSantis probably here in the next, I'd say 6 months.
Well, I know a lot of people that are actually in Florida would prefer DeSantis stay there because he's actually doing a good job for them.
Yes, I'm one of them, yes.
Okay.
I think he should stay as governor right where he's at. He doesn't need to be running for president and let Trump do that, or not DeSantis. He needs to stay a governor, you know, get a little more season, and then, you know, and then 28, if there's a wide open field, I'll let him run for it. And then I hope he's listening because he needs to back down and let this country start mending itself, because the infighting and all that's got to come to an end, man. We gotta unite, save this country from total annihilation. Otherwise, Mike, it's curtains for us, man. We're looking at curtains on the final curtain call.
Yeah, it's coming apart. There's no question about it. I seriously doubt the United States will make it to 2028. Colonel Douglas McGregor is saying we're probably not going to make it to the 2024 elections. You know, we're going to have a Soviet Union-style collapse. Okay, yeah. Tom, stay on the line. I don't have any other callers, and I'm going to come back to you after the commercial.
Go ahead. Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. We do have another caller waiting on the line, so Tom, let's finish up as quick as we can.
Yeah, Mike, real quickly, Pat was talking about Ukraine and the grain. A lot of that grain was going into Africa, and they said if they don't get that grain, a lot of Africans are going to starve to death. So a lot of that grain is going in Africa, Mike. And
okay.
One last thing, and I'll let you go. And Mike, Putin, Biden was talking about they're going to send cluster bombs over to Ukraine. Well, you hear what Putin said today, Mike?
Yeah, that if Ukraine uses the cluster bombs, so will Russia.
Yeah, and accordingly, they say now, their experts are saying that Russia probably has 10 times more cluster bombs than the United States does.
Russia has 10 times more weapons, certainly 10 times more ammunition. I mean, they have a very efficient arms industry, unlike the United States of America. I mean, look at all this money we poured into it, and we're running out of ammunition, and we're building stuff that doesn't work. Where is all that money going?
It's insanity, Mike. Criminals, crooks. People need to be arrested. Have a great day, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Henry in Connecticut, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. Oh, it's a shame. I don't want to tell you what to do when you run your show, but you could have left Tom on and would just said hello to him. Okay. Hello, Tom, if you're out there. He makes a lot of sense with a lot of calls he makes. Yeah, he was talking about the election, and so were you. Here's the thing. All right. Biden's not going to run again, or he may not. He's not physically, or whatever. He's a piece of, I can't say the word in the air.
No, you
anyway,
can't.
Anyway, making this country a dump, letting 2 million crap in here, whatever. The third world is just flushing their toilet into this country, just like what, the guy Jeff Rentz says on his show. But anyway, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be, what's her name? Harris. So Harris may run in the primary. Here's what you're going to have, and this is what I was told, from, as far as the Democrats and Democrats, is I think it's going to be Michelle. And she came out with a book, by the way. Now, what I was told is this. The Bee Queen is going to run also, Hillary. So you're going to have the Bee Queen, possibly. You're going to have the Bee Queen running. Then you're going to have maybe Harris running. It's just going to be a circus. And then you're going to have Michelle. And then you're going to also have Robert Kennedy Jr. And maybe another gentleman, another man. Now, if Robert Kennedy Jr., though, if he runs, except he's scary, too, because he may take away people's guns. And he could be what the globalists, too, have to answer to them. But if he runs, that may wipe the rest of those Democrats out because it's Robert Kennedy Jr.
Well, it's going to be a little tricky because as of right now, the Democratic National Committee is not holding any debates because they don't want to see Biden up on that stage. And apparently he had another embarrassing incident just today where he wound up. He was kicking the podium. Okay, and
right, and there was something a couple of days ago, too.
Yeah, and well, I'm looking at an older article. Anyway, there's the music. The show is over. Thank you for the call, Henry.
Yeah, okay.
Stay tuned for the National Intel Reports. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us in these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is July 17th, 2023. Well, if you didn't catch the show last night, my show Off the Beaten Path last night, I played a clip from Dr. Peter McCullough here being interviewed by World Wrestling Federation champion Alex Jones, you know, with a gravelly voice. And it was a great, great interview. I only played 20 minutes of it. It's 37 minutes, a little over 37 minutes.